Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So good evening, Mr. Cole.
I think as well he's a good player.
That's not my question. My question is about Sobostai, of course. I would like to ask you, what is your plan with him right now? Because he finally came back from his injury. But will he be a starter against Praha?
So
you have to be careful with him ahead of the City match.
You might be surprised, but we don't talk about lineups in his press conferences. So it's good that he's back. He is like, so you know him probably very well. He loves playing football. Being injured is for him tough, tough, tough. It was not an injury where he had was painful every day or whatever. He was just not allowed to train properly, how it is with muscle injuries. So that's the reason why we had to be careful in his rehab, because if we would have asked Dom, he could have trained like completely with the team since 2 or 3 weeks. But all the medical advisors told us, no, we have to wait. And that's what we did. Now he's back, played a few minutes, and is in the squad. All the rest, we will see.
Good evening, Mr. Pop. My name is Jan. I'm from Czech News Agency. It's a pleasure to ask you a question.
Let's see if it's a pleasure to answer it.
First of all, I would like to ask you about Sparta. If you could tell us something about them from the videos you have seen and what you expect from them. And secondly, I believe you have a relationship with a little bit with former Czech Liverpool players like Vladimir Schmitzer and Patrick Berger. You know them a little bit, so if you could tell us something about them as well. Thank you very much.
Let me say, you know more about Sparta and you know more about Patrick and Vladimir, but that's, anyway, I understand the question. So, we watched obviously Sparta now, and it was an interesting and intense week for them as well. It was 2 games against Slavia. It's obviously a pretty special week. One game, the cup game, they won. The other game, they kept the distance in the table. So, with a draw, that's obviously very helpful. Since the manager's in, obviously things turned around, which you can see in becoming champion after such a long time. You can see that in the confidence the team is playing with, clear idea, very intense. But our idea is always a little bit like that, and I don't want to get it misunderstood, but they never played us. So as good as they are good, and we will see how it will work out. How Maka said, we expect a really tough game, but that means we have to be, we expect from ourselves that we are, that we play a top game, and if we can do that, it's not a joy to play against us, so that's what we hope. But Sparta is obviously in a very good moment, and I think everybody who is with Sparta would say that exactly the same. Then Patrick and Vladimir are two absolute Liverpool legends. They love being or still being around. I have always time off when the Legends game is. That's international break. Then I'm not in the city, so we don't meet there a lot. But I know on tours and stuff like this that our legends, and the two are definite legends, are there as well. So we had some moments, and it's a joy to have them. And I think when they tell their stories about Liverpool, it's much more interesting when I tell the stories, their stories about Liverpool, because it's just, it was a bit earlier than I arrived there, but Liverpool is a pretty special club. And the best, one of the best things about the club is they never forget their legends, and that's why they still feel home when they are there. And that's really cool. So, but I think the sporting director is a Dortmund legend. So Mr. Rosicki, if I'm right. Right, is he sporting director? Yeah. So, look, a lot of connections here. But we are here not for meeting old friends. We are here to play a really good football game. Sorry for the long answer.
Good news,
I've
traveled,
social
noise, conditions.
Can you please translate the question? Mo Salah traveled with us. That's what he was asking and what the idea is with him. So, he's with us. He trained 2 days. So, full of energy. We have to see. But it's so good that he's back. That's really good for us. And you can see in his face, he's very happy. Very unlikely situation with that being that long out in for a moment, if you wanted Brentford. Played an incredible game then, was out again. So that's how it is. We want to be careful. We have to be careful. But we're in the middle of a super intense period of the season. We need everybody. And now let's see how long we can use him and these kind of things. That's how it is with him, with others as well. Just good news.
Yeah, if Mo plays in the next 2 games, do you have any concerns about him being called up by Egypt during the international break?
No, that has nothing to do really. That will be decided in different departments. So it's nothing to do with that. But I think let's see how long he can play now. It's 2 days in team training. So in a different situation, players are not in the squad in this moment. So, but now the situation makes sense. What can we give him? How much can we use him? We will see that. And then there are two games with Egypt. But it's really not up to me or stuff like this. We are not really involved. So that's it's discussed in other departments, let me say it like that.
Mr. Pop, my name is Sidhi. I'm from the Deutsche website. I'd like to ask you, you spoke a little bit about Brian Priestley, Sparta manager. And you met him a few years ago in the Champions League game against Midtjylland. So do you remember him somehow? And what do you remember about him and about the game?
Yeah, we met when he was at Midtjylland. I think if I remember it right, we had some arguments on the touchline about the style of play of the opponent. It was pretty rough. So you asked me, so I answered it. It's not something, it's like just I saw the Galatasaray game. That was obviously not a friendly game as well. So, we are here. It's knockout stages. You go for everything, and that everybody involved in this competition is very ambitious. I understand. We are as well. We are not here for a friendly game. Definitely not. It's not about that. But yeah, that's why I remember. Very well organized. Obviously, you see that here. I think they played a similar system, if I'm 100% right. But that's a few games ago. So it's much more important. What do they play now? And that my teams over the years developed a lot, different systems, different ways, different ideas. So just because you play somebody 4 years ago or whenever it was, doesn't mean you know him. So a bit of a strange idea. But he's doing an incredible job here. And obviously that's much more important because after 9 years becoming again Czech champion is really impressive, and then being again top of the table this year and being in the cup final as well, if I'm right. Yeah, that was not yet. It's just the next round. It's not.
Yeah.
Okay. Super impressive, and obviously there are some really good Danish coaches out there. It's a country where a lot of coaches are coming from. So they are not all the same. So knowing a coach from 2 games is not enough to say I know him very well. So, all good.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Klopp. Nice to see you. And I have a question. Liverpool has had a very difficult difficult program in these weeks. You are first in the Premier League, and the next opponent is Manchester City. You are playing in a FA Cup against Manchester United. And how important in this context is a game against Sparta Prague?
Wow. I know it's the only game we play tomorrow night, so that's the most important game we have. Yes, absolutely. We don't make any difference. We wouldn't have won the League Cup. We wouldn't be in I don't even know which round it is in the FA Cup, but the next round in the FA Cup. We wouldn't be still in the European League if we would prioritize a competition. We never did. It would be smart to do it. I just don't know how. I'm a bit dumb, so I don't know exactly how to do that. And we go in each game with all we have. And hopefully, you will see that tomorrow night. That's the target.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.